Now, another very cold night here, another cold day in store. A status orange low temperature and ice warning remains in place for 15 counties until 8 o'clock. A separate status yellow temperature ice warning will be in place for the whole country in effect until midday. The cold weather should be over by Sunday. The ESB and Uisce Éireann say they expect to have supply restored to all customers this morning. It's been a busy week for those helping people stuck because of the snow and ice, especially in counties Limerick, Cork and Kerry, including the Civil Defence, who provide support to state services, including local authorities in times of emergency. Ger Sheehan is with us. He's Acting Civil Defence Officer for Cork North and East. Ger Sheehan, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning, good morning.
Tell us about what and who you've been seeing this week.
I suppose since the bad weather came about, we've been very busy with the local Garda stations, providing 4x4 transport, going out to vulnerable people, people that were isolated, cars getting stuck on the side of the road. We were bringing food, medications to elderly people. A lot of other variety of other tests as well that normally the Gardaí will be doing on their daily tests as well.
And has this been going on all week?
It has been going on since Sunday afternoon, since we had the heavy snowfall in the North Cork area.
The people that you're seeing, the people you're visiting, what are they worried most about?
At the early stages of the bad weather, there was a lot of people that had no power, they had no water, that affected their heating in their houses then, because a lot of people had the old heating system, which they needed the pump to keep running to circulate the water, so they couldn't really light a fire. So a lot of people were cold, and especially the elderly people, we were kind of worried about them as well as normal people as well. So it was for a couple of days while the electricity was off, there was a lot of tasking going on, you know, checking out welfare checks on people.
So who calls on you to help? Is it Gardaí? Is it local authorities? How are you contacted?
With the Gardaí contact us initially that they were stuck because all their cars, they don't have the 4x4 capacity. We have 8 4x4s available in the area. And all our drivers are fully qualified with this 4x4 training. So which means we're all well trained to deal with these road conditions safely. And now we get calls from the local authority. The fire service might call us as well, and the HSE as well. So we're getting a variety of texts from all different primary response agencies.
Most of you are volunteers. What kind of hours are you working this week?
At the moment now, our volunteers are doing 12-hour shifts, so we're kind of working with the change of the Gardaí in the local stations. They do a shift from 7 to 7, so our volunteers are working with their shifts then. So on average, we have between 8 and 10 volunteers for the 7-hour period, and they rotate again, so we've up to 14 to 16 sometimes if it stretches out volunteers a day working on a 24-hour capacity.
It's Friday now. We've had a week of weather warnings. Are you still coming across people who are stuck in their homes?
There's a few areas now that are there's a lot of snow there at the moment, and it's going to take a while to clear. You'll be areas around Rock Chapel there and Newmarket, Wheeling. You walk around Bantyre, Lyre. And then you're down the other side near Limerick, you've kind of Newtown, Shandrum, Fremont. All them areas are still a lot of snow because they'll be up in high ground.
And are the roads impassable there?
They're impassable for the normal car. With a 4x4, there's no problem travelling. We've gone to places there with maybe a foot and a half of snow. And in fairness, our 4x4s haven't left us down, you know, because we have these special tyres on the Jeeps. Which are all-terrain tyres, but they do all types of weather.
And are things any better at this stage of the week now?
A small bit of an improvement now this morning. There was a bit of rain overnight, but that's probably going to lead to black ice then because, you know, the ground is so hard and the frost and the roads as well that haven't solved it, and that's going to cause problems as well. So I suppose the main advice there is for motorists to slow down and take plenty of time for your journey because that you could meet black ice. You might think the road is perfect. You could come around the bend and you could end up into black ice and then end up hitting the ditch.
How would this week compare to weather you've dealt with before, Ger?
I suppose the last big event we had was first by the beast from the east, but this kind of came down very quickly and people weren't expecting it because they were out in the boats on a Sunday. They were doing their normal Sunday activities. The next thing, within 2 or 3 hours, the whole place was nearly at a standstill with snow.
We're nearly done, but there's a lot of clearing to be done yet. What would your advice be for people over the next few days?
I suppose, reduce the travelling as much as they can, you know, until the road's towed. Hopefully by maybe Saturday or Sunday, there's most of the low-lying areas, the roads should be clear enough with the tar that's coming. But high ground, it'll probably take a bit longer with the amount of snowfall that's there.
Ger, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Ger Sheehan, Acting Civil Defence Officer for Cork North and East. With